place where boats stop and where they unload freight and stuff like that.
Harbor, I think.
Okay.
I think it's a harbor.
Okay. But what would you call a place in a river where a large amount of water falls down a long distance?
Waterfall.
Okay. What are most important roads around here made out of?
Oh, no. Blacktop, dirt, sand, bricks, everything you can think of.
Okay.
I remember when they made their free narrow house in Ballycore.
Okay.
They had everything in the world that came out there and unloaded on that. And then they bring that old blacktop thing out there and that old profit. And boy, that's drunk the whole neighborhood out.
Phew, yeah.
Even my chickens would go running when they'd go to pouring that stuff.
I guess. What is that stuff that smells so bad anyway?
Tar.
Yeah. What do they call a road that's just got crushed rock on it, kind of? What?
Gravel road.
Okay. What do you call a road if it isn't paved at all?
Sandy.
Okay. Anything else?
And dirt road.
Okay. What do you call a little road out in the country that goes off the main road?
Dirt road.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Or take that little lane.
Okay.
Take that little lane that turns off out there.
Yeah, okay.
Going down behind the door down there. Well, turn off that little lane, man, and take it right to the house.
Okay, suppose you came to a man's house, okay, like that. Like from the public road, okay? And then you go into the man's land, and there's a little road down there on his land. It's not paved or anything. But it's on, you know, it's a private road because it's on his land.
Oh, yeah, that's just a private road to take him to.
Okay.
So we live in a place like that.
Okay, you just call it a road?
Just call it a road.
Okay. What would you call the track that you drive cattle down when you take them to pasture?
Lane.
This lane?
You take the cattle down the lane there and take them on and put them across the field there. We had to drive ours across the highway.
Yeah.
And the boys had to watch very careful because them old cars just come flip-flop, and they'd have to watch very careful about taking our crowds across the highway in the evening and afternoon, too.
Uh-huh.
I generally go with them because they was little and I was afraid they'd... They's pretty good, though, about it.
Uh-huh. You call that lane, then, where you drive the cows down,
yeah? Yeah, that's what we call it.
Okay. Well, what if it was something like a big plantation with tree-lined path, you know, leads up to the entrance? What would you call that?
I don't know what you call that.
Go ahead.
I really don't know what you call it.
Okay. What's something along the side of the road, the side of the street here for people to walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay. What do you call that little area of grass between the street and sidewalk?
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay.
That's another thing.
You know, I never called it anything.
All I ever called it just the air of grass.
Okay. Okay. Say two boys are walking across the field and one of them saw a crow in the field eating the farmer's corn. So he reached down and he picked up a what? To
rock.
Okay. And when he got down to the farm, he said to the farmer, "Well, I picked up a rock and I
threw it at that crow that's eating your corn."
Okay. And
so they told us that. Kids just told us that. That's the reason I know.
Okay. Let's see. So, talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it
black.
Okay, or
straight.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's what's called black straight.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
There's an old fly in my house. I never seen one over last year. He went right by between me and you. How come he's in? He went between me and you.
I missed him. We've had two or three in our house already this season. They come in with a dog.
They come in the door, and then they come in, and I had them kittens here, and them little kids are here, Sarah, didn't that's what
Yeah, they come in with the kids, too.
That granddaughter was here.
Yeah.